Ecclesiastes chapter 4. So I returned, and considered all the oppressions that are done under the sun, and indeed the tears of such as were oppressed, and they had no comforter, and on the side of their oppressors there was power. But they had no comforter. Therefore I praise the dead which are already dead more than the living which are yet alive. Yes, better is he than both they, which have not yet been, who has not seen the evil work that is done under the sun. Again, I considered all trouble, and every right work, for which a man is envied by his neighbor. This is also vanity and trouble of spirit. The fool folds his hands together, and eats his own flesh. Better is a handful with quietness, than both the hands full with trouble and turmoil of spirit. Then I returned, and I saw vanity under the sun. There is one alone, and there is not a second, yes, he has neither child nor brother, yet is there no end of all his labor. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches, neither does he ask. For whom do I labor, and deprive my soul of good? This is also vanity, yes, it is a great trouble. Two are better than one. Because they have a good reward for their labor. Because if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him who is alone when he falls, because he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat, but how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Better is a poor and a wise child than an old and foolish king, who will no more be admonished. Because out of prison he comes to reign. Whereas also he that is born in his kingdom becomes poor. I considered all the living who walk under the sun, with the second child that will stand up in his place. There is no end of all the people, even of all that have been before them, those also who come after shall not rejoice in him. Surely this also is vanity and turmoil of spirit.